The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and happy hump day. Today is Wednesday, May 2nd, and the Eagles OTAs remain underway. Tight end Dallas Goedert and running back Boston Scott are at the podium. They both spoke with the Philly media earlier this afternoon, and the presser is locked, loaded, and ready for you. I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Before the break, you'll hear from Dallas Goedert. He was asked about the changes in the tight end room without Zach Ertz and being the most tenured player in the position. He was also asked about the discussions on his contract extension and where he feels that he ranks among other tight ends in the league. And after the break, you'll hear from running back Boston Scott, who was asked about proving himself with a new coaching staff, his off-season workout so far, and building chemistry with his team. Take a listen.
Hey, Dallas. This is the first time in your NFL career that you're not really working with Zach out there. You're not working with Justin Peele. What's it been like being the most tenured guy in the position room? And then how are you attacking this offseason knowing that you could potentially be the guy?
I'm just attacking this offseason like I have every other year. You know, coming in every day, there's only one thing you can do, and that's work and compete. And just as a team, everybody that's been here, I think we've been doing a great job of it. Obviously, not having Zach here, a new position coach, things are a little bit different, but I think we've handled it no problem. I think we're doing a great job.
And if I could follow up, there's two guys in that room, Tyree and Hakeem, who are making the conversion over to tight end really for the first time this offseason. How have they progressed so far?
Yeah, both those two have been doing a great job, learning a lot. You can see their improvement each and every day. And playing the amount of football I have in the NFL, it's been fun to kind of coach them a little bit, watch, see what they do, and, you know, try to make them a better player. Just like I had great veterans helping me do the same thing. I want to keep that going.
Go ahead, Dave, and then Jeff McLean.
Hey, Dallas. How's it going?
Good.
It's kind of hard to believe that you're entering year four already. Where do you think you rank among tight ends in the league, and what's the next step for you?
Yeah, year four is crazy. The first 3 years flew by. Looking forward to this year four. Where I rank, we got a lot of good tight ends in the league. I think I'm up there at the top. But for me, the biggest thing is to get back into the playoffs. My first 2 years, I was able to make the playoffs. Last year, it wasn't a fun year not going there, having a early exit out of here. You know, that's not what we want as a team. Getting back on track, getting more wins in the win column and making it back to the playoffs, that's the ultimate goal. Obviously, I have high expectations for myself. I hold myself to a high standard. But I'm just going to do whatever I can to help the team win games.
Go ahead, Jeff, and then Bo.
Dallas, with you being eligible to get a contract extension this offseason, did the Eagles approach you? And was it something that you wanted to hold off on because you felt maybe a fourth year would benefit you more?
Yeah, I think contract stuff is still in discussions a little bit. I'm not too worried about that. I have to go out there and play really good football. I got to worry about getting 1% better each and every day, finding my one-ups, whatever they are each and every day, focusing on that. You know, I'm leaving my contract stuff to my agent. He does a great job with that. That's why I pay him. But, you know, I just got to go out here every day, continue to work and continue to get better.
Bo and then Zach.
Hey, Dallas. Along those lines, you know, you talked in the past, you know, when Zach's contract was in discussion about how the tight end market across the league is a little bit lower than maybe it should be. Is that something that you are sort of focused on helping to raise that market whenever it is that you do hit the market?
Yeah. Obviously, I want to – everybody out here wants to get as much money as they can. Like I said last time, George Kittle helped it out. Travis Kelce helped it out. The two signings from the Patriots helped it out. And that's just kind of what we got to do as tight ends, you know our value and hold the organizations to as much as we can get and continue to raise that bar.
Go ahead, Zach, and then Les.
Hey, Dallas, you were obviously slowed by injuries last year. Is there anything that you identified this offseason that you could improve health-wise, or was it simply the luck of the draw there?
Yeah, week three, when I broke my ankle, fractured my ankle, that was just kind of bad luck, miscommunication on a play, D lineman fell on it, and it's just tough to not break your ankle when it breaks. But yeah, obviously there's things that I can do better to help myself with the little soft tissue stuff, and I think I did a good job. Had a new trained in a new spot. With new people, had physical therapy there, worked with them a little bit more this year. So hopefully that pays off with dividends.
If you care to share, what's the new place you worked out at?
It was Sanford Power in Irvine. It was their first year. They bought the gym. I think they did an incredible job. It was really fun. You know, I felt like I got better out there this year for sure.
Les and then Martin.
Hey, Dallas. Obviously, Zach's in a tough spot here. He's not with you guys, but he's not gone either. Do you talk to him, and what do you think he's – how do you think he's getting through this? Do you expect to see him back with the Eagles at some point?
Yeah, I've talked to Zach a handful of times. You know, his situation, like you said, it is tough. I don't know a ton about, you know, his – relationship, whatever's happened with the Eagles, you know, that's really none of my business to ever really know. But, you know, the conversations we have, we're friends, you know. We've been here for a while. We've got to know each other. We'll talk about anything and everything. You know, I always enjoy talking to him, sitting down. We had lunch a couple times, and then we just text back and forth about any and everything.
Has he mentioned anything about possibly playing with the Eagles this year?
You know, I don't feel like that's really – my place, even to ask him that, yeah. You know, so if you would want to tell me, I'd support him anyway, what he wants to do. But, I don't feel like that's my place to be asking him what his plan is. You know, we'll take him back here. The more good players we have here, the better. But if it's not the right situation for him, that's his decision ultimately.
Go ahead, Martin, and then John.
Hey, Dallas. I was wondering what it says for you, you know, that the Eagles obviously seem pretty comfortable with you coming back as you know, the top tight end on the team and everything. And also, like, how much has Zach kind of helped you over the past few years kind of to get to this point?
Yeah, Zach's been an incredible mentor to me. You know, the way he attacked every day, how much he knew about the playbook, how much he knew about opposing defenses. We'd leave the huddle as a rookie, and he'd tell me what I was doing, who I was going to block, and I'm like, we're not even to the line of scrimmage yet. So just the way he approached everything, the way he was able to dissect defense, the way he was able to attack leverage, learning from him was one of the biggest blessings of my career. And, you know, the Eagles showing me or believing in me to be the number one tight end, if he doesn't come back, it obviously just shows that my hard work's been paying off. What I do out on the field, they can see it as well as I can.
And if I could follow up really quickly, I was wondering if you you and Joe Flacco kind of had something going with the South Dakota State Delaware semifinal game.
Yeah, I messaged him a little bit before And, you know, he got back to me and he said, whatever he said, we didn't make a bet or anything. His old head coach is now the head coach at
Sam Houston.
So we played them in the national championship and he got the best of me there. So it looks like we're 1-1 right now.
All right. Thanks.
We'll go to John and then Ed.
Hi, Dallas. Your fourth year, but obviously first time as a pro that you've had the coaching change. So just curious how much different it's been for you to have that new voice, not only Nick, but Shane as well, new position coach. How much different has it been?
It's a lot different. You know, when I walked in, it was right after the Super Bowl. You know, they had their offense in place. They knew what they were going to do. A lot of the players at the time were obviously everyone was older than me because I was a rookie. But with this new coaching staff, it's been a lot of fun. I feel like we have a younger team right now. The energy has been great. I think the way they're teaching stuff, the way we're learning the offense, I think it's going to be really good. I think these coaches have done a phenomenal job. And, you know, I'm really excited to go out there and show everybody what we can do when time comes.
We'll take a couple more here. So we'll go to Ed, Mike, and Jeff.
Hi, Dallas. I know you mentioned that, you know, you're letting your agent handle the contract stuff, but I was curious if you had a preference as to, you know, would you rather sign going into the season to have that long-term security, or would you rather play out your fourth year and try to raise your value even more?
Yeah, that's always a tough situation. For me, if I could get the contract extension, I would love to be in Philly forever. You know, having that the second contract is the ultimate goal. So the sooner you can get to it, I feel like it's the better. But either way, whether I get it or not, I'm going to have the same mentality. I have to go in there, you know, have a good year. We got to make the playoffs. We got to get more wins than we did last year.
Go ahead, Mike.
Dallas, I was curious, watching Jalen Hurts throughout his rookie season and then getting to work with him in the offseason program, how does his game complement the tight end position as a passer?
Yeah, I think playing with Jalen is going to be a lot of fun. In the pass game, obviously he can do it all. He can make plays. He can extend plays. He does a great job keeping his eyes downfield. But when he needs to run, yeah, he can obviously take off. We all know that. And then even for me in the run game, he makes it so much easier. Whether he can do a quarterback read, things like that, there's going to be less times that I'm going to have to be going against defensive ends, trying to cut them off, trying to base block them front side because of what Jalen can do with his feet. So I think having him in the backfield just makes my job easier all around and, you know, just opportunity for more bigger plays.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hey, Boston, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Just, you know, new coaching staff here in place. You've, you know, as an undrafted guy, you've always had to prove yourself. But
Now I'm thinking, I don't know if you were undrafted with the Saints. They might have sixth drafted round. You. I can't remember. Yeah, all right. That's what I thought. Anyway, just what's it like with the new coaching staff? I guess, do you feel like you have to prove yourself all over again? You probably feel that way all the time. But what do you think of this new staff and, you know, what you need to do to open their eyes?
Yeah, I mean, whether it was a new staff or old staff, just kind of how I've always carried myself. Each year is a new year, you know what I mean? Like, what you do in the past years, I mean, to reflect on sometimes just for confidence, but, you know, each year is a new year. So you got to go out there and earn it each year. And that's just the way that I take that. You know, I think I'm starting from, you know, ground zero. There are always things that you can improve on. So I just think to myself from the past season, like I said, you reflect, you look at the things that, you know, where you have weaknesses and just look to build on that. And just like we've been talking about as a team, just get, you know, 1% better each day, you know, and that's something that Coach Nick has been hammering. And I feel like the team has been following suit.
We'll go to Les and then Bo.
Hey, Boston. Good to see you. So crowded running back room now. A lot of guys, a lot of new guys. What's it like? What is the new position coach a lot different from Deuce? Does he emphasize different things? You know, how big a change is this for you? And where do you think you fit in with this group?
We're all competitors. You know what I mean? We're all, you know, we're all concerned with one thing, and that's being great. You know, we all think of ourselves as starters. That's the kind of swagger that we have in that room and our work ethic that matches it. You know, so each and every one of those guys, they show up every single day, you know, ready to work. You know, and that only helps everybody in the room, you know, with elite talent in the room that, you know, the standard is brought up for everybody. You know what I mean? And so there's nothing but good things that can happen from competition. And so I'm excited about the guys, man, just being able to be around the guys, first of all, and just catch up with some guys, see some new faces, meet them, learn a little bit more about them. But also with Coach Singleton, he's been doing a great job, you know, creating a relationship and creating a camaraderie within the room. You know, he's a great teacher, you know, and Deuce definitely means a lot to me, and I appreciate everything that he did for me. You know, and every coach is different, you know what I mean? But they're both teachers, attention to detail, and those are big things, you know, as far as a running back, you know, with as much as we're used on the field and, you know, all the responsibilities that we have. So, you know, Coach Singleton's been doing a great job, and I'm excited about working with him, you know. But we're all competitors, man. We're gonna battle it out. But at the same time, you know, we all have the same mission, and that's just to win, whatever that looks like.
All right.
Go ahead, Bo, and then Mike.
Hey, Boston. The offense itself, how different is it than everything you guys were running the past couple of years? And, you know, what about the role for running backs as receivers in this offense?
You know, I think it's it has a shot to be a really good offense, man. You know, right now what we're doing is just learning the terminology, you know, learning what this means, learning what that means. And so we're installing the playbook day by day. So as a whole, I mean, we're still learning, you know, but I'm definitely excited about Coach Nick and his, you know, his philosophy on creating mismatches, you know, whatever that may be. But it just depends on the game plan and what defenses are giving us. So I'm excited about, you know, some of the things that have been mentioned in the installs. And what I'm focused on right now is just learning and working on my fundamentals so I can be the best that I can be whenever my number's called.
Go ahead, Mike, and then John.
Hey, Boston. Obviously, Jalen Hurts was able to work with you guys on the field last year, but now he's coming into this offseason as the guy. I was wondering what his temperament's been like, what's his attitude been like now that he's kind of been put in that position with you guys this summer?
He's been level-headed, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, we still all learning, you know what I mean? But with what he knows, the knowledge that he has, you know, it's a great quality that he has at, you know, a younger age, but he likes to teach, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we'll be running routes and stuff like that. You know, he'll have his helmet on. He'll take off his helmet, then he'll go run the route. You know, no, this is what I mean. You know, this is what I'm thinking. You know, so it should look like this, you know, giving this look. So not only is he, you know, a hard worker, you know, and takes care of his stuff individually, but he also wants to make the people around him better.
Go ahead, John, and then Zach.
Hi, Boston. curious, what can you tell us about the offseason work? Obviously, with the pandemic, you guys didn't get to do anything in the offseason last year. Things are a little bit scaled back this time, a little bit different with working out with the organization. Curious what your take is on the OTAs and the learning environment and things like that.
Mm. You know, I think it's good to be able to be around the guys and, you know, build that chemistry, you know, because each year you have teams that are walking into, you know, a new situation with a new staff and everything like that. So it's always good to get, you know, get around the guys and just be able to build that team, you know, build that chemistry. So that's really what it's been, man. You know, being able to get out on the field, you know, get some work in, work on that chemistry. I mean, I feel like those reps are invaluable, you know. And just given the circumstances, obviously we would try our best to make it happen. But you know, I'm glad we were able to, you know, work out the protocols with, you know, making sure that people were safe, you know, that people's families were safe, and then also able to get into the building and get some work in.
But Zach and then Nick.
Hey Boston, I'll preface this by saying I honestly don't know how much a fifth year senior running back is paying attention to a freshman defensive lineman, but if you did pay attention to Milton Williams back when you were in college, what stood out when he first showed up on campus and following him from afar, what stood out to you?
Well, you know, I've heard a lot, you know, I heard a lot about him. You know, the coach has always had great things to say about Milton, and he's always been a hard worker. You know, so just being able to see him on the practice field now, man, I'm so happy for him that he's being able to, you know, live out his dream. But to be honest, I really think that he's going to make some noise. And, he's pretty explosive. He's explosive for his size. And so, you know, I'm excited about, you know, him being coached up, working on his fundamentals, and then hitting the field, man. I'm excited to see him.
Go ahead, Nick, and then Ed.
Yeah, hi, Boston. I know you already addressed this a little bit, but as far as the OTAs go, and I know they're not traditional OTAs this year, but at least you're having them as opposed to last year. How important is it to be out there, especially for a quarterback like Jalen, who, you know, I mean, last year didn't have that, and then he came in, he was number two the whole way until he was number one at the end.
Yeah, I mean, it's important, obviously. I mean, you know, it doesn't get much better than, you know, hands-on interaction with, you know, the quarterbacks, with the coaches, with, you know, being able to see faces. You know, we still were able to get the work done, you know, whenever it was virtual, you know, because, I mean, like, it sounds cliche, but they say, like, it's 10% physical, 90% mental, you know what I mean? So we were in the classroom, we were working on things, we were getting the terminology down, we were taking quizzes and all that kind of stuff. But definitely being in person has definitely helped a lot as far as the chemistry, seeing it, you know, being able to be coached on the field, you know, and being able to move around a little bit.
Go ahead, Ed, and then Martin.
Hey, Boston. So you're an old state champion power lifter back in high school. I'm just curious, how does that translate into an NFL weight room? And if I could put you on the spot, are you the strongest pound for pound running back in that running back room, would you say?
Most definitely. But so it was Olympic powerlifting. So, you know, I power cleans, snatch, jerks, you know, the explosiveness of the lift itself is what translates to the game. You know what I mean? Because it's all about fast twitch fibers. You know, how fast can you explode, you know, whether it's through the line or through a cut, laterally, whatever it may be. And, you know, whenever you're doing the lifts, you know, you have to engage your core. You have to engage all the lower extremities, everything your body really works. And it's just how explosive can you be? And I feel like it's really helped me. I feel like it's really helped me. You know, people say, you know, little, but I don't know how they say it, but like little, but not small, whatever. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I knew, you know, being a walk-on, when I was a freshman, you know, I came in like 5'7", the doctor just said, 5'7", but like 175, you know what I mean? And so I knew, you know, I was going to have to be exceptionally good in some areas. And I, you know, quickness, speed, and then I was going to do what I could to, you know, push that weight. So shout out to my strength and conditioning coach. You know, he got me up to like 625 on squat. You know, he stopped me at 365 on power clean and then like 425 on bench. So, you know, he major shout out to him, and he's really helped me, you know, change my body so that I can, you know, make it at this level.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We'll take one more here from Martin.
Hey, Boston. I was wondering if I could ask you a Miles Sanders question. What have you noticed from him so far this spring? I know, obviously, last year, you know, he had the injuries and stuff like that. It wasn't probably his best season. But and how do you think, like, this offense can kind of play to his strengths?
You know, I think he looks good. You know, I just talking about his, you know, his habits. You know, he's hard worker, you know, attention to detail. He loves to learn. You know, he's asking questions. You know what I'm saying? So he has all the intangibles as far as a pro off the field, you know, and then on the field, obviously you guys have seen the, you know, what he's capable of doing. But again, you know, we're learning each day, you know, but I definitely am excited about, you know, Coach Nick's philosophy, like I said, on creating mismatches, you know, wherever they're out on the field, you know, kind of whatever the defense gives us. So, you know, that's going to include running backs. It's going to include everybody. So I'm excited, you know. The pieces out there, you know, have the capability of being in a mismatch, basically. I mean, that's we're all capable of doing that. So, but yeah, I mean, it's been cool to work with him, man. He's a great guy. You know, like I said, he's very talented, hard worker. So, you know, can't say enough about him, you know. So I'm excited about him for this season. You know, I'm excited for him.
G-G-N. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.